Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Western Ag Network. In a new and unique agreement, the Illinois Soybean Association now has a signed MOU between them and Indonesia through the consulate office in Chicago. Director of Market Development Todd Main says this is a big deal in showing how trade agreements can be achieved at a micro level.
Talked about collaboration, and then we're able to connect the governor's office and the consulate to talk about deepening and formalizing the relationship. And so then that resulted in an MOU, which we started developing in February, and then it came to fruition and was signed a couple of weeks ago. So very exciting, and I think a way to really demonstrate what individuals and what our farmer leaders can do when they have the opportunity to interact with buyers and other countries. What's really unique is this is the first MOU relationship signed between Indonesia and a state.
MOUs are typically signed country to country, and Main says this is a prime example of people talking to people and cutting through global turbulence through relationships. The agreement, already in effect, is open-ended. The Environmental Protection Agency is seeking more public comment on proposed changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule. The agency says it is refining definitions for relatively permanent waters and wetlands with a continuous surface connection. EPA says the changes could reduce the number of wetlands under federal jurisdiction. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lori Boyer.